I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about, and there'll be so much more draft talk on Take the North and with the On the Clock show that I do on The Score, and Dan Weider, a regular contributor on 670 The Score, and I'm sure we might circle back to it today. But let's talk about the quarterback a little bit, Dan. Let's talk about Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting, specifically, I believe it was your question to Ben Johnson in regards to metrics and the quarterback, as he told us early in his introductory press conference, I believe it was, how the quarterback is the most important part of the team, most important part of the offense, which Ben Johnson drilled down on. Let's listen to Ben Johnson talk a little bit more specifically about that with a question that you asked.
Talk about how success in the modern NFL is quarterback driven, and that's the driving force of success. What are the most important metrics to you to identify quarterback success?
So, the way I understand it right now, from our analytics team, the EPA in the passing game is really one of the most critical factors in determining wins and losses right now. That's probably changed over the last 5 years or so. I would have said 5 years ago, turnovers, takeaways, that was number one. From what I understand now, that EPA for the passing game has now surpassed that. So whatever team has the higher passing game EPA at the end of the game, they generally win that game. It's over 80% of the time. So it's a huge stat, and that's where we look to how do we help inflate that number, higher completion percentage, more run after catch opportunities. That's not to say we're not going to take our shots down the field and look for big explosive plays, chunks, or touchdowns that way, but there's a lot of ways we can get that done.
As an extension of that, when you're trying to see the game through Caleb's eyes and him through yours, in the very earliest stages when the doors open for you guys to spend more time together, what do you focus on first? What are the ways that you guys start to build that?
Man, you go back to the basics, and so it's the fundamentals of the quarterback position. What's our footwork going to look like under center, from the shotgun? What are we calling the formations? What's the defensive identification going to look like? So that we're all speaking the same language. We got to get on the same page, because it'll be a little bit different for him than what he experienced last year. And if we can mesh together and start speaking the same language, that's when things will really start to take off.
EPA, expected points added, measures how well the team performs compared to their expectation on a play-by-play basis. And I mean, 80% of the time. So, yeah. I mean, that's easy math. But what did you make of that, Dan? What was going on in what was your process there with your questioning and the answer that you got there?
Well, look, like, as you mentioned, Ben brought up the function of quarterback play as the driving force of success at his introductory press conference. And so finding out where his bullseye is in terms of what you're looking for from quarterback play, what are the most important metrics, was fascinating this morning, because now we know, right? We have a direct answer to that. And I said to Ryan Poles in a little side session I had with him this afternoon, I said, look, like, the entire Bears beat corps became students of EPA as of 8:25 a.m. Florida time today, right? We're all EPA students now, trying to figure out what that means and how you create it. You heard in Ben's answer there, Grody, the push for a higher completion percentage, which probably means getting the ball out quicker, shorter targets, getting the ball into your playmakers' hands and letting them do the work, and then taking the shots down the field when they present themselves. And so you're looking at a situation where the Bears are going to try to find guys who are really good with the football and can run after the catch and make explosive plays happen that way. And then you've got to create a running game that creates balance in your offense, that creates opportunities for play action, that creates some of these things that boost your EPA. And then if that's able to get going, now all of a sudden you've got a functional offense, you've got a good offense, you've got a unit that can push you towards to winning more football games. And, you know, it looked like you were doing some EPA research right now, trying to get established.
Good talking, man. Good job.
Yeah. And so for our Ytube audience, you know, sometimes you got to do that, you know, and find ways to create expected points during a podcast. And I think we did a little bit of that right there. But I think you can agree that like Ben is very descriptive with how he lays things out for you. And then now we can chase that EPA number for the next at least 10 months anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that at the essence of this, it's just beautiful to continually hear a head coach who knows everything about the quarterback position, who has done his homework, who has done advanced metrics, who understands the whole part and not just the talking points that you're supposed to know about quarterbacks, the cliches, all the easy things to say. Ben Johnson is going next level with a lot of this stuff. I think another thing that I thought was interesting from Ben Johnson today was when he was asked the question, because we all want to know, what's this going to look like with Ben Johnson? What's he going to do to Caleb Williams that Shane Waldron, Matt Eberflus, and that entire coaching staff was not able to do with Caleb Williams? So, Ben Johnson, are there bad habits that you have to undo that Caleb may have accrued last season in a weird year?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any undoing, but there are some things that we're going to encourage that he looks to do a little bit differently. So, you know, he's been predominantly a shotgun quarterback for most of his high school and college career, and so he's very comfortable there. We're going to work to see the comfort level under center and how much of that applies. We had a lot of success where I was last, that going under center for the run game did translate and play action. Whether that works for us in Chicago, time will tell, right? But there's a lot of ways to skin a cat, and that's the beauty about this coaching staff, is we have a lot of different influences from a lot of different systems that we'll be able to bring together into a product.
How much do you think that just having someone who speaks the quarterback language, how much can that benefit Caleb as he goes through this process, just even from like the construction of the room to the coaching staff around him?
Yeah, I think you need to be able to see the game as a play caller through the lens of the quarterback, and vice versa. He needs to see it through the play caller as well. Why are we calling certain plays with the intent of the play? But for me, everything that I do really is to try to set it up within how he sees the game.
I think Ben Johnson would ideally love to run things similarly to the way he did in Detroit, and I'm sure that's in the back of his mind. I'm sure that's his base, but obviously he has made it very clear that he's going to be flexible about it. Of course you want to try him under center with the run game to match that up with play action. So I love the way he's talking, and I hope that he continues to commit to and stick to his idea of, I got to do whatever makes Caleb Williams comfortable. I can't get enough of hearing that, Dan.
No question. First and foremost, apologies to your cat, Dave, with Ben talking about a lot of different ways to skin the cat. Like,
it bugs me. It hits me every time. It really
slow down,
does.
Ben. Like, yeah. You know, this is, if you want to be a friend of the podcast, or at least somebody that, yeah, that stays on the good side, you'll be careful with what you say about the cats out there. Right?
I appreciate that you're getting to know me well too, Dan. Thank you for that. I appreciate you protect having my back. Thank you.
What I do think you heard in that answer is a declaration that there is going to be an immediate and pretty high stakes experiment with putting Caleb under center and feeling out his comfort there, right? Like, that's what Ben wants to do to unlock his offense to the fullest potential. But as you mentioned, he's not going to be stubborn and say, you have to do this if Caleb Williams can't figure it out. I think the sense is that, look, like, this is how we are going to be at our most potent. If you're able to master the under center game, if you're able to create a reliable running game by getting under center and creating that, then that's going to open up our opportunities for you in the play action passing game, which is an absolute express ramp towards having the success that Caleb wants to have individually and for the offense as a whole. And so that's going to have to start as soon as they're allowed to start meeting. They're going to have to talk about this. As soon as they're allowed to get out on the practice field, they're going to have to work on that. And I think these next few months are going to be really, really fascinating to see how they are intentional about creating that bond between Ben and Caleb, because as you heard there, like, they've got to see the game the same way. And the only way to do that is to get on the same page as quickly as possible. And I think that right now it starts with, hey, let's talk about being an under center quarterback for a while. And let's try to get you in that mindset.
Right. And can, because we know at the beginning of last season, everybody wanted, including Caleb Williams, to be a pocket quarterback. I think that's part of which is good. That's probably ideally what you want, and then use the escapability and your athleticism when you absolutely have to. Let's see if Ben Johnson wants to try with him to get him to that point, or if it's altered. And those are just things that we don't know right now, but obviously we will track them when they come.